in recent years to improve the service and provide it within Barnahus, including increased funding. And the services are provided nationwide, even though Barnahus is in Reykjavík. The staff members go on trips and visit children in other areas in the country, and for them with help of course, technology service, and services are provided via the internet. And in Barnahus, there's are special interviews conducted for unaccompanied children and children that are victims of violence. As mentioned, the government has formed a working group focusing on different forms of violence against children, and this work has resulted in a fully funded action plan with 25 actions targeting peer violence and violence against children. And a multidisciplinary group has been established to oversee the implementation and monitoring of the plan. And the plan is in effect through 26. And then with this multidisciplinary group, the aim is to periodically evaluate and use the results for future policies and child protection. Also regarding educational material, there's improved access to educational resources for educators, ensuring that material supporting the prevention of sexual and gender-based violence are available in one centralized location on the Directorate of Education and School Services website. And we were asked about migrant children. The Ministry of Education and Children has increased the number of staff at the National Agency for Children and Families to support social services and other service providers in services to migrant children. So there's a focal point at the agency focusing on refugee children, but also issues of migrant children. And the same agency supports the service providers around the country. And regarding online training, that has increased the availability in rural areas and has proven to be important and for the education of service providers around the country. Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
I'd like to thank the delegation for the whole raft of responses provided this morning. As yesterday, we will now move to follow-up questions by committee members, and I'd like to call upon